Module 8 Planning Tools. In the last module, we looked at how to build a schedule in table format. This format will work well for small projects. However, for more complex projects, you will need additional tools. This module will explore four of the most popular tools, including graphical methods and Microsoft Project. The Gantt chart. Gantt charts have become a common technique for representing the phases and activities of a project work breakdown structure, as they can be understood by a wide audience. A Gantt chart is a type of bar chart that illustrates a project schedule. Gantt charts illustrate the start and finish dates of each task, as well as task dependencies and links. Gantt charts can be easily customized to show resources, costs, and other important information. They can also be color-coded for different task phases or responsibilities. The network diagram. A network diagram is another way of showing the path of tasks in the project. Tasks are each placed in a box, and each box is placed in chronological order. Arrows are drawn from task to task, indicating the logical progression of work. Boxes can be customized to contain any information you like, including start and finish dates, task length, cost, resources, and more. Boxes can also be color-coded based on the phase of the project, resource required, team assignment, etc. Here is an example of a network diagram for Microsoft Project. We have scheduled the remove furniture and take off trim tasks to happen at the same time for demonstration purposes. We recommend building the network diagram as a team using these steps. Number 1, write all steps out on sticky notes. Number 2, tape a large piece of paper to the wall. Number 3, place sticky notes in order. Number 4, once you think you have the right order, check to make sure lag and lead time is allowed for. Also, look for ways that work can be completed simultaneously. Number 5, draw arrows to indicate task links. Color code the boxes if desired. Number 6, post the diagram in a central location. Make a copy for reference and keep the original drawing updated as the project progresses. The network diagram will also help you identify the critical path, the shortest path through the project. This will help if an element of the triple constraint changes and you must alter your plan. Using a RACI chart. A RACI chart is an excellent way to outline who is responsible for what during the project. To start, create a chart with tasks listed on the left-hand side and resources listed across the top. Now put the appropriate letter in each cell. R, responsible for execution. A, approver. C, consult. I, keep informed. Going the extra mile, Microsoft Project. Throughout the course, we have made some references to using computer software to manage projects. We have even included some diagrams from Microsoft Project, a popular project management application. Applications like Microsoft Project are extremely useful for project managers and their teams. Microsoft Project, as an example, stores information about resources, schedules, tasks, budgets, and more, generates reports on the fly, allows you to enter and view information in numerous ways, and even allows you to collaborate with other team members. We urge everyone, particularly new project managers, to remember that Microsoft Project is just a tool. In order to make the best use of it, you must understand how it calculates numbers and generates diagrams. Once you have a solid understanding of basic project management concepts, feel free to take the time to learn about project management software if you desire. Remember, too, that every project requires different tools. For small projects, you may not need the sophisticated features of a software program. If you choose to grow your project management skills, however, and take on larger projects, you will appreciate the extra tools available in these applications. Case study. Gina met with Bob, one of her coworkers who had been a project manager for some time. She said, "I know I need to keep tabs on who is responsible for which tasks, but I'm having a hard time keeping it all straight." Bob said, "You need to make a RACI chart." He drew a chart, and with Gina's help, he added the names of the team members across the top and the tasks that needed to be completed down the first column. He continued, "RACI stands for who is responsible, who is the approver, who is consulting, and who will be keeping informed. All you have to do is write in the corresponding letter into the chart to remember for yourself." Gina said, "Thanks, Bob. I will definitely need this, especially as we move forward." Gina used the tool to remain organized and increase productivity.